Good evening, denizens of Internet Wonderland. I hope my voice finds you well. Welcome back to my home. This is Cheshire's Place. As always, I am your host, the melodious one, Mr. Cheshire. You can always find me in my small little corner of Internet Wonderland by clicking a like on the Facebook group page, Cheshire's Place, a looking glass in a logical madness. You can listen to this episode and all other content on Anchor.fm, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and many other platforms. And if you ever feel like dropping a line, saying hi, or giving any thoughts or suggestions for upcoming episodes, feel free to email me at CheshireLookingGlass@gmail.com, or you can follow me on Twitter at PlaceCheshire. So, tonight's episode is going to be more of a throwback of sorts. Now, in Season 1, Episode 2, I did what was called Kingdom of Hysteria, talking about the uncertainties that everyone was having during that time. And even now, there are uncertainties about things. There is the war in Ukraine still ongoing. There's still COVID, even though it's beginning to die down a little bit in most areas. There's still that ever-looming feeling of distress relating to it. But I'm not going to be discussing those. For you see, there is a new Kingdom of Hysteria that just popped up. And its gates is ever looming. Even more so now. So, I have a question for everyone. What happens when your profession is to make people laugh, make people ponder, and sometimes cross certain lines just to get a chuckle? Now, most of you listeners are getting the idea of what I'm talking about here. For you see, there is a tragedy going on within the world of comedy. where now people are beginning to feel that they can put an individual into rest. Two examples come up, and these are widely known examples. The first one, of course, being Chris Rock, Will Smith, at the Oscars. Now, we can all surmise that Will Smith did what he did without thinking about the consequences. He even admitted that he wasn't in the right mind. Now, we can go into that entire rabbit hole, but that's going to be for another time. The main focus is that a comedian, someone who was paid to come on to the show, and if anyone has ever watched the Oscars, they always have that comedian, whoever it may be, to come in and roast everyone there. All the stars, all the dignitaries that are there. And it's been a time-honored tradition for a very long time. So, everyone knows about the slap heard around the world and the repercussions that are now happening to Will Smith. And, you know, it's tragic in its own right. Because none of that had to happen. And once again, I'm not going to go into detail. But that'll be for another time. But now, recently, we have to discuss the Dave Chappelle incident, where Dave Chappelle was attacked by an individual who meant to cause him harm. The individual had a toy gun that had a blade hidden in it. And, you know, I'm not actually going to say attack. Everyone by now has seen the videos. They have seen the memes. They have heard all sides of the story. That man, the one who wanted to cause harm to Dave Chappelle, and I'm happy that we're having this type of conversation aside from the possibility of having the conversation that Dave Chappelle was gravely injured or he was killed. I'm happy that he's alive. I'm happy that he's well. And I'm going to say it, and most people will probably agree with me, I am happy that his assailant got the ass whooping he deserved. Because when you do something and you don't think about the consequences of your actions, sometimes these are the results where you will be caused more bodily harm than the individual that you're trying to attack. So now, it's getting to the point where comedians from all facets of the genre, if they do stand-up, and it can be your basic roasters, it could be your more feel-good entertainers, if they step on stage, they are afraid. Because the role of a comedian, a role of a stand-up artist, has always been to make people laugh, to make people forget about their troubles. And yes, for most comedy shows, people will get roasted. In a world, in a society where now everyone has to be careful on what they say and what they do, the concept of free speech is beginning to dissipate. And comedy was one of the last foundations of real free speech, because a comedian could easily crack a joke about a situation relating to him or her, and people could relate to it. But now, if that individual does that same joke, the one that they have done for hundreds of shows in different cities, even maybe international, it could trigger someone. Someone can feel offended. And maybe even to the point now, because people are beginning to feel bold. After what happened with Chris Rock and Will Smith, people are beginning to think, well, Will Smith got off light. Maybe I can do the same thing. Who knows? Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe people have vendettas against certain comedians. And they feel, they rationalize that the best course of action is to attack that individual. Which, honestly, I'm trying to really wrap my head around it. Yes, comedians are always going to piss some people off. Just like in normal conversation, there's always going to be someone that is going to disagree with you and what you say. They're going to disagree with a joke. They're going to disagree with some banter. But for an individual that makes their living off of this, to feel scared to want to go on stage, that is a major concern. It's already bad enough that comedians have to censor themselves with certain topics. And I understand to a certain extent, but also you have to remember it's comedy. It isn't meant to be hurtful. It's meant for people to laugh. Now, if you do not like what the individual is saying, that's understandable. But please do not rationalize the idea that if they're saying these things, it's actually an attack on your beliefs. It's just entertainment. They do not mean what they say. It's to get a reaction. I mean, going back to Dave Chappelle, the reason why he did the show was, in fact, to honor and support a friend of his that was part of the LGBTQ plus community, someone that was a trans female, and he wanted to do the show in her memory. Now, the individual that attacked Dave, now, most of y'all probably read the story about who he is and everything, but as of right now, if I remember correctly, there's no real association with that individual and the LGBTQ plus community. And if I'm wrong, please feel free to correct me, because I want to make sure that I have my facts straight here. But that individual had some weird vendetta against Dave Chappelle, even doing a rap song called Dave Chappelle. And I actually heard a little bit of it through YouTube on Abim Preach's YouTube channel. And I'm just going to tell y'all, if y'all want to listen to this, feel free. But I will not be playing it on the show. I will not be really discussing it any further. But we have to look at the big picture of this. I mean, with what happened in Chris Rock, what happened with the Dave Chappelle show, comedians are afraid to do what they love. Even Howie Mandel, and Howie Mandel is a seasoned comedic veteran, stand-up, movies, TV shows, creator of Bobby's World. And he's afraid. He has actually gone on record to say that he's afraid to go on stage because he does not want to be attacked for saying the wrong thing. And it makes you wonder how many individuals in the stand-up game are afraid. How many individuals do not want to do the craft that they were meant for just because they feel that they're going to be censored or they're going to be attacked for the smallest nuance? It could be a simple joke, and people will feel like they have to attack this individual for what they said. See, it's upsetting that we can no longer enjoy a long-time institution like comedy. Now, don't get me wrong. If you feel upset by what an individual says, yes, you can express it. But don't put it to where it has to become a huge situation. It isn't meant to be that way. Comedy is a release for people. I miss going to stand-up shows. We used to have them in this area quite a bit. And I remember comedians coming in from all across the nation just to heckle people. I mean, there were a few times where I was, pointed out for things, and I loved it. But now it just seems like that no matter what a comedian does on that stage, where it's supposed to be another world, where entertainment and laughter is supposed to bring us together, they feel attacked. They feel threatened. They feel the uncertainty because they do not know if someone is actually going to step on stage and try to accost them. Some comedians are afraid to go on stage because they feel that one slip of the tongue, one misfired joke, and someone's going to come up on stage and hurt them. And it's a true tragedy. Gone are the days of the comedians that used to be extremely raunchy, direct, politically incorrect. I mean, Dennis Leary, George Carlin, Red Fox, Richard Pryor, Eddie Murphy, you know, Martin Lawrence, Andrew Dice Clay. Gone are those days. There are still some people that try to carry on the torch, but now they're being forced to dial back what the material is because they're afraid. And it shouldn't be that way. Comedy is something to be enjoyed by everybody. If you go to a stand-up show, be prepared to be roasted in some shape, form, or fashion, especially if you're in the front two, maybe three rows. If you wear something odd, yes, you're going to be pointed out. If your phone rings, oh, you're definitely going to be pointed out. That is bar none. But don't, if you feel upset about it and you're at a show, just let it go. Just let it go. If you're upset afterwards, you can voice your opinion. Everyone has free speech. Everyone has the will to feel however they feel about certain things. But don't make it into a full-blown issue when it doesn't need to be. A comedian is just trying to make a living off of jokes, off of traveling, off to meeting new people, and going to different places to bring smiles to individuals' faces, just to provide for himself, herself, and the family. Once you introduce the hysteria of fear, no longer is there a passion for them. No longer do they feel like that they can make a living off of this, mainly due to the fact that now, where there were issues with people just heckling them, now there's the issue of people that could possibly want to hurt them. And it's truly upsetting. But those are just my words. I mean, even comedians on social media, whether it's Facebook, TikTok, Twitter, Twitch, you name it. A lot of them have been under attack for a while for things that they've said. But now there's a new facet because, granted, already on certain platforms of social media, they're being censored for certain things. But now what happens because this individual is on the TV screen? Sorry, I shouldn't even say TV screen. On the computer screen, on cell phone. And they say something or do something that someone doesn't like to the point where that person wants to cause them harm. They're known. They are seen. It becomes easy to find them. And I foresee a lot of people on social media that go with comedy they're going to be very limited on what they say, what they do, especially whenever it comes to advertising. It's a chain reaction. And the hysteria of this is that once comedy becomes too censored, once the idea of comedic free speech and free will is taken, then I foresee that the entirety of free speech will be taken. Whether it's by those who constantly want to attack an individual for their opinions, or even maybe down the road by government. I don't know. Once comedy falls, everything else will fall, because comedy, as I said before, was the release. It was a reason to give people laughter. It doesn't matter from what walk of life you're from. In comedy, everyone's going to be equal to be made fun of. They don't mean harm by it. It's just entertainment, as I said. So you shouldn't take what they say to heart. Because once you do and you begin internalizing it, then you get results like what happened with Dave. But once again, these are just my thoughts on it. It's insane to really think about it. I mean, I don't want to get too ranty on this, but I think I've pretty much said my piece on this one. But I just want everyone to realize that it's okay to be laughed at once in a while, especially by a professional. It's all for fun. As I keep repeating, it's all for fun. But please do not take it to heart, especially if you feel like you have to attack an individual that's just trying to provide for their family. That's all they're doing. They're just trying to get up to the big stage. That way their lives are better. Just like you, just like me, working every single day just to provide, just to have a better life. The way that they do it is completely different from what we do. But at least what they do is bring us joy. Even the ones that may or may not be that good, at least they're trying. We shouldn't have to condemn them for, you know, trying to make a living. But anyways, folks, that is it for my small little rant here. Now, originally I was going to do an episode as a 3-month follow-up to the Young Love segment with the Nutty Couple, Mrs. Pistachio and Mr. Cashew. But unfortunately, they were unable to make it. They are preparing to make the transition from the United States to Great Britain for Mr. Cashew's new duty assignment station. So, on behalf of myself and everyone in Internet Wonderland, we wish them the best of luck. We wish them safety and security on their trip. And we say Godspeed. Now, this has been another episode of Cheshire's Place, A Looking Glass and a Logical Madness. I've been your host, the melodious one, Mr. Cheshire. And just as my namesake, the Cheshire Cat, I am everywhere, yet nowhere. So there will not be an episode on Thursday because myself and Monkey will be attending Clue the Musical at Mouse River Players here in Minot, North Dakota. So if you're a local listener, remember, opening night is this Thursday. So hopefully you'll join us. Have a wonderful night.